New Jersey instituted bail reform this year, eliminating a two-tiered income system where those who could afford bail could be free until going to trial. Those who could not waited in jail. Now, a lawsuit has been filed in Camden claiming a right to cash bail. Joining me to bring us up to speed is WHYY's Joe Hernandez. And Joe, what is New Jersey's new bail reform effort?
Right. So, Dave, this took place, this started on January 1st of this year, pretty much eliminated cash bail. It was an attempt to help poor people who were arrested and just sitting in jail because they couldn't afford to pay their bail and get out before trial. Also, the state can now detain people before trial who risk not appearing or may commit another crime. Now, New Jersey was among the first states to do this on a statewide basis, and now its system is being duplicated by other cities and other states across the country. Now, when people are arrested, they run through a computer algorithm to predict whether they might skip trial or reoffend. They go before a judge who releases them or keeps them. If they're released, a judge can just let them go, but he may also apply some conditions. He might say, you need to report to court twice a week, you need to wear a GPS monitor, and some people say it's working out well, others are critics.
And you were in trial today for a case that's challenging the new bail reform law. Describe the case of Britton Holland.
Right. So on April 6th, a guy named Britton Holland is arrested for allegedly taking part in a bar fight. He is charged with second-degree aggravated assault. And when he goes before a judge, the judge decides to release Holland before his trial in keeping with this new bail reform effort. But the judge puts conditions on Holland's release. So Holland is now under house arrest. He has to wear an ankle monitor so the state can keep track of him. And he says these conditions have had a huge impact on his life. He can't shop for groceries. He's had to make arrangements with his job, and he's prohibited from doing things that you or I might take for granted, like he can't go to his son's soccer games.
So what did Holland's attorneys argue in court today?
Well, they say he should have been allowed cash bail as an option. His attorneys say he could have paid bail if it was offered, and he wouldn't have been stuck with this GPS bracelet, this home detention, which his attorneys say are totally unnecessary. They say he's a family man, he's got ties to the community, he's not a danger or a threat of skipping court. Now, monetary bail, it's still an option in New Jersey courts. It hasn't been done away with completely. But judges have to consider other things first, such as these conditions that we're talking about, the GPS monitor, the home detention. And his attorney, Paul Clement, said monetary bail now in New Jersey, it's kind of like a thing of last resort behind this emergency glass. And they say that needs to change.
Let's take up the opposing point of view. Who's making that case and what do they have to say?
Well, the defendants named in the suit are the Camden County Prosecutor, the State Attorney General, and an official in the state's Pretrial Services Division, which now oversees this bail reform. Assistant Attorney General Stuart Feinblatt argued in court today. He said that the three branches of government in New Jersey, before they undertook this bail reform effort, they did the research. They did a lot of investigation into this bail system, and found that it was discriminatory, unfair, and it needed to be changed. Now, he agreed that monetary bail in New Jersey, it's most definitely been deprioritized, he said. It's really not in play anymore. But he said that in Mr. Holland's case, that didn't really matter because he's being charged with a violent crime. And these conditions that are being put upon him, they're worthy of being put upon him in this case because he might go and commit another crime while released.
Now, Holland has a co-defendant in the case. Let's bring Lexington National Insurance Company into the mix.
Right. Now, they're a bail bond company based in Maryland, and there's been a lot of pushback from the bail bond industry since bail reform took effect. Obviously, it's having a big effect on their business because when people aren't given cash bail anymore, they don't need bail bonds, and thus bail bondsmen are out of work. So attorneys for Lexington say the company is being harmed by this law. It's losing business. And in the case of Mr. Holland, they say they could have written his bail bond had he been offered cash bail.
And what are the potential impact on the state's criminal justice reform efforts?
Well, it's early to say. I mean, it's interesting because this case of Mr. Holland is kind of an exception. Most of the criticisms of New Jersey's bail reform might have been, as you would expect, someone is arrested for a crime, they're let go, and then while released, they commit another worse crime. And actually, there is an ongoing case in New Jersey where a guy who was arrested allegedly committed a murder while he was released. But whether these two cases will have an impact, it's still unclear, but they are two of the early and major challenges to the state's bail reform law, which just 8 months old is still pretty young.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Dave.
WHYY's Joe Hernandez reporting on NewsWorks Tonight.